Okay, Chico, listen to me very carefully. Okay. We have to approach VRM quietly and just be careful. Watch this. Hey, VRM, are you okay? Okay, what's going on, man? Tell me what's going on.
I have been up for the past 40 hours because it didn't fucking stop.
What didn't stop?
I would take 5 minutes, bloop, there's a trade, bloop, there's a deal, bloop, 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 and it didn't shut up for 40 fucking hours.
You're talking about the free agent NFL explosion we've had over the last 2 days?
They call it free agency, right? There's these free agencies. That's what they call it for these first 2 days.
Really, no, legal tampering. That's like partial circumcision. No, I mean, you know, I mean, seriously. Okay, look, here's what we're going to do. I'll introduce everyone, and then maybe just grab maybe an energy drink, and then maybe we can go through it, because there's been a lot. So, this is episode what, Chico?
It's 479
of 479
the BS Big Show.
The legal tampering edition. That's the name of it. They're calling it the legal tampering edition. We'll explain it in a minute. That, of course, is Chico Alexander.
I need an energy waffle.
Yes, and of course, this is our very tired sound guy from New Jersey.
We have a sound guy that must be from New Jersey or something.
Okay, yes. And VRM, can you actually explain what in the actual retail fuck has been going on over the last 3 days? Because it's been a lot.
We can't even start it. We got to start where we left off.
Last time on the BS Big Show.
Yes. So, in the time since we cut recording last Tuesday night, and get ready because there's a lot. Zachert's going to Washington. The Bills making cap-saving cuts. Mitch Trubisky going to Buffalo. Michael's Thomas getting cut by the Saints. This is going to be a theme here, everyone. Huddy Badger getting 2 more years. Jerry Jeudy being part of the fire sale out of Denver, getting traded to the Browns for a 5th and a 6th rounder.
Wow. That's sad. That's a sad one, by the way. Yeah. That's a real sad.
How the mighty have fallen.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
here comes the money.
Here we go.
Excuse me. You're going to be hearing that a lot, by the way.
Chris Jones getting re-upped by the Chiefs.
Right.
5 years, 95.
Let me just tell you something. That is actually a fucking brilliant move, okay, by the Chiefs. Because if the Chiefs don't do that, they're in trouble. And another team actually did something even smarter to actually make their roster a 1A, which we'll get to in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More money. Oh, actually, no, before we get to the next money. The Jags and the Patriots. The Jags now have 2 quarterbacks because they've traded for Mac Jones.
That's actually another smart move, because what if Trevor Lawrence gets hurt, or they don't re-sign him or something, you know?
Yeah, but what are the odds of that happening? Because they're building their team around Trevor Lawrence. You remember this. Mm-hmm. So where is Mac Jones going to fit in the Trevor Lawrence show? Where? This doesn't make any sense.
It could be draft bait, could be trade bait. You don't know. Mm-hmm. Remember, we've got a draft in a month. This is all, you know, and remember, all these deals are not legal yet, technically.
Well, all the inter-team deals aren't legal yet. And as for the next one, it's not an inter-team deal. It's another re-signing.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Because what did we say last week after Mike Evans re-upped?
That Baker had to that Baker is re-signing because that is going to give them a chance at contending again in the NFC South.
Mm-hmm. 3 years, 100.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And also,
good for Baker, by the way. Sorry, good for Baker.
Yeah,
yeah. We said that this would happen. It happened. Now the Bucks can structure the rest of the team around these two incredible players.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, okay.
And now with Russell Wilson cut, now he's completely free to talk to people.
And he did, and he talked to a bunch of people.
And he chose that he's going to go welding.
I like this move a lot. I really do. Because number one, Mike Tomlin is a no bullshit coach. Okay. He's going to give Russell Wilson a chance to breathe. And I think it'll help Russell Wilson get his career back.
So you think Mike Tomlin's going to let Russell cook?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, they don't have much in the way of options anyway. They might as well give him a shot at it.
Mm-hmm.
Two more things before we get to the explanation. T. Higgins, who just got franchise tagged, said he wants out. He wants a trade.
Okay.
We're going to get to that trade once things start. And the last bit, the worst stadium in the league is no longer FedEx Field because FedEx said, fuck this shit, I'm out.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Well, good.
I've got the details behind that, actually.
Go for it.
The opt-out comes, and this is from the Washingtonian. The opt-out comes 2 years before the end of a 27-year, $205 million deal and will cost the team roughly $15 million in lost revenue. Commanders, in a statement, have said they're already looking for new naming rights partners for the stadium. Yesterday, the team's official website renamed its stadium tab Commanders Field. As of now, the list of candidates remains a mystery. Some recent naming rights deals could hint as how big the new contract could be. Heinz Field became Acrisure Field after a 15-year, $110 million contract. And all I can say is, please don't name it Capital One Field. I think this morning on Facebook, I've proven that there are too many venues named Capital One already in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Capital One Hall, Capital One Arena, Capital One Hall.
Yeah. So then,
yeah.
At 12:01 a.m. on Monday, we have something called legal tampering.
What is that?
Well, what wasn't it at 12 noon? I thought it was 12 noon.
12 noon, right. Okay.
Yes. Legal tampering. So this is a period that is basically the first 50 some odd hours before the league year officially begins, where
it's 52 hours, right?
52 hours, yeah. 52 hours.
All unrestricted free agents are allowed to enter preliminary negotiations with clubs around the league. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is where
it's the pre-show.
It's the pre-show, but it's kind of the main show because this is where my life turned to a living hell. And it begins with DeAndre Swift going to Chicago on a 3-year, $24.5 million deal.
Which probably freed up the money to something later on.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Then Dawson Knox restructured his contract. Now talk about somebody else getting freed up. Tony Pollard went to Tennessee for 3 years, $24 million.
Which means someone else is going somewhere.
Mm-hmm. The Eagles re-signed their offensive guard Landon Dickerson, to making him the highest paid guard in NFL history, 4 years, $87 million. And then came the first blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, money, money.
And no wonder Minnesota couldn't keep a hold of Kirk Cousins, because they didn't want to give him 4 years, $180 million like Atlanta did.
You know what, though? And I've been following this. Do you agree that it gives them the number one seed in the NFC South? Because I do. If Kirk Cousins is healthy, Pitts is a great target for him. And Cousins can throw the ball. I mean that.
And Bijan will be able to run the ball, and we'll get to another name later on. But now, that one's broken for a second.
Did this? Yeah. Yep. Okay. So, the Giants didn't franchise tag Saquon Barkley, correct? Correct. According to multiple reports, they didn't want to even sign him. They didn't even give him an offer. So Saquon Barkley said, fuck this shit, I'm out, and signs a 3-year, almost $38 million deal to the fucking Philadelphia Eagles. Fuck you. You have that one, right?
Mox.
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
Yeah. By the way, I didn't realize that Moxley had Tiki Barber with him.
Oh gosh, Tiki.
Can we talk about Tiki real quick?
Yeah, we can, because this is, you know, this is sort it's of related. How we're doing. It's related.
Because Tiki Barber, he was a little animated when the deal came down for Saquon to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
He said, good luck, you're dead to me.
Saquon said,
a WFAN, by the way.
Right, and then Saquon said, well, you've been saying that shit to me for a long time, so whatever.
Yeah, it's like, you've been a hater since I got to New York, and this is, by the way, on Twitter, and all the dead to me talk, don't smile in my face when you see me.
Now, I want to point something out to everybody, because, yeah, we've talked about a lot of deals. We've already talked about, what, 7 deals?
At least.
Yeah. This is all within the first 3 hours. It's like 12 o'clock came around, and it was just like... It was like opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange.
Excuse me.
I'm imagining the beginning of the Hunger Games, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, and Tom Grassi, oh, poor Tom Grassi. Oh my gosh. His output over the last 2 days has been insane. Especially now that it started coming to the Packers.
But hold on a minute. Can we go back to the Barkley thing for a sec? Or do you want to read it and we'll talk about what we thought were the best, worst, and
let's keep going, because there's still another like 25 entries on this list. Okay, so Josh Jacobs went to the Packers, and Packers fans were celebrating that they had two running backs, and then Aaron Jones was quickly cut. Christian Wilkins went to the Raiders for 4 years, $110 million. Gardner Minshew also going to the Raiders. And then...
Oh, Chico. Boy. Chico. Oh, boy.
You could have had two firsts for him. And a second.
Yeah. Instead, we've got a second. We have a garbage year with Bryce Young. And now... Hold on. I actually have the notes from this.
I have notes for this too. For over the past 2 seasons, and this is not counting what happened, not adding what happened today with somebody else, But over the past two seasons, the Carolina Panthers have traded, and I'm sorry, the following: Christian McCaffrey, Brian Burns, DJ Moore, effectively Caleb Williams, three other first-round picks, and a second-round pick for Bryce Young, DJ Johnson, a second-round pick, and two fifth-round picks.
And then you did mention Jeremy Chinn going to Washington, right?
No, I don't think I mentioned that one, no.
Yeah, that happened. That happened 5 hours ago. Jeremy Chinn plans to sign a one-year deal up to $5.1 million with the Commanders.
All of this is to say,
we don't know what the hell we're doing in Charlotte.
Yeah, a finance bro cannot run a football team.
Okay, I found it. Yeah, you already mentioned. Back in 2022, Brian Burns was on the block for a first-round pick for this year, a first-round pick for next year, and a second-round pick for last year. They declined it. Now, again, this is David Tepper not getting out of his own way. Please get out of your way and let the manager manage. You are not the manager. You are the owner. You collect the money that you give to the manager for him to make decisions. You stay out of his business, okay? Gee whiz.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's costing the Giants 5 years, $150 million.
But is he a good guard, though?
Good tackle. Linebacker. Some of the sacks he had were pretty good, but then again, some of the teams he got the sacks on had pretty bad offensive lines to begin with. But staying on the Giants side, Devin Singletary becomes Saquon's replacement. Austin Eckler coming from the Chargers to Washington. Joe Mixon initially was being reported as being released, but instead he's been traded to the Texans. And replacing him in Cincinnati is Zach Moss. And that is where Monday ended up for us.
Yep. And we could have gone to sleep, but no!
Nope, because in the middle of the night, Sam Darnold went to Minnesota for 1 year, $10 million. And then this morning, Packers fans got a very rude awakening as Aaron Jones went to Minnesota for 1 year, $7
million. Oh, okay.
Let's check Spot Track. Let's get Spot Track up because
I got Spot Track up. What are we looking for?
So what we're looking for Aaron Jones's numbers from last year in terms of contract.
Aaron Jones. All right. So contract breakdown for Aaron Jones, courtesy of Spot Track. 1 year, $7 million. Actually, that was the one that was just signed. Last current dead contract was worth $12.3 million, and that was the current dead contract.
That was the yearly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he took a pay cut and went to Minnesota.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Oh, my mistake. It was $12 million flat. It was $12 million flat.
Okay.
And then Marcus Mariota joins the Commanders. They need somebody.
Jameis Winston, do they need another quarterback?
Yes. Yes, no. They do. Okay. Because with all due respect, Deshaun Watson he's got issues. And we're not talking about that issue. He's got body issues. He ain't that good, folks. And they gave him the guaranteed money.
But the thing of it is, they already have
Remember what I said about we were going to be talking about something else to make Atlanta seem that like the monster in the South?
Darnell Moon.
3 years, $39 million.
What position does he play?
Wide receiver.
Oh, hello. Well, yep. Cousins got to throw to somebody.
Yep. Hey, why
now,
not? Why not?
Now, I actually think that this particular deal, to me, is the best deal of free agency so far.
Mm-hmm.
For me.
Although I do have an honest question, Jason. Do they need another running back?
Yes. Yes.
Derrick Henry to Baltimore, 2 years, $16 million.
That is underpaid, okay? Derrick Henry is the best running back in the NFL, okay? Has been, you know, for the last 5 years, right? Mm-hmm. And he ran for 1,100 yards last year on a shitty Titans team, okay? And as we heard it today on Party Interruption, One more carry for Derrick Henry is one less carry for Lamar Jackson. And Lamar Jackson has been the leading rusher for the Baltimore for the last 5 years. You need a legit running back so that Lamar Jackson can throw. If Derrick Henry stays healthy, this is the best. I mean, this is the right piece for Baltimore to take a legit shot at the Chiefs. I'm really thrilled with this deal. I really am. I think it's smart, and I think it's a nice one. It's really good.
Yeah, but he's gonna have somebody that he's gonna be running into, though, is Patrick Queen went from Baltimore to Pittsburgh, 3 years, $41 million.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. The Pittsburgh definitely needs an inside linebacker presence, but $41 million for 3 years?
Queen's a good player, dude. Queen's a very good player.
Well, the Steelers have to rebuild on something. They might as well do this.
Yep. I forgot to add this one. Tyrod Taylor went to the Jets, meaning the Giants need another backup, and they pick up Drew Lock for 1 year, $5 million.
Really? 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 Just really?
Daniel Jones and Drew Lock. There's a quarterback combination. Oh my God.
The Giants are going 0-17. Like I've already written off this season.
Yeah, me too.
The Chargers get Gus Edwards, Devontae Parker going to Philadelphia. Breaking in the middle of an analysis, by the way. Ian Rappaport et al. Were in the middle of an analysis on Kirk Cousins, and Danielle Hunter went to Houston for 2 years, $49 million.
That's one less rush that C.J. Stroud has to take care of.
Aha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Keep talking.
Yep. So then we go to another Panthers trade.
Yep. They pick up Deontay Johnson from the Steelers.
Mm-hmm. For Dante.
Which isn't that bad of a pick if you think about it.
Yeah. For Dante Jackson and some swapping on day three. And then C.J. Gardner. CJ Gardner Johnson going to the Eagles, 3 years, $33 million. And
we're not done yet, though, because right before we went into the booth, Chief High Muckety Butt Carl gives us the news that the Saints are signing Willie Gay Jr. for a year, as much as $5 million.
And one other thing that I haven't had on here, Derek Watt is hanging up cleats.
That's the youngest Watt brother, right? I believe. I think.
Derek Watt. There are a lot of Watts in that family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Derek Watt. After
he's the middle. Seasons, he's the middle.
Middle child. He's 31.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, Deontay Johnson, he's your number one wide receiver right now.
That's not saying much.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Oh, and I also don't have on here William McKinney going to Green Bay.
Okay.
That was another thing. So, winners and losers.
Okay.
Ooh. Winners. Falcons. Losers, Giants.
No, there's hold on. There's lots of losers and lots of winners here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay. The Falcons.
But those are just the two.
The Falcons are the Falcons are the big winner, I think.
Yes, I agree definitely. With that. Yep.
Kirk Cousins, in especially, because he's got a lot of. He's going from a situation where he didn't have a lot of targets to now he has his pick of the litter.
Right.
This is breaking. This is breaking.
What?
We kind of expected this one. Because Patty Ice is restructuring.
Patty Ice?
Patrick Mahomes. He's restructuring his deal.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes restructuring his contract, making $21.6 million in cap space.
Yeah, that's not again, we said he had to do it.
Yep, he had to free up so that he could build so that the Chiefs could build around him for the future, so they could get that three-peat.
Mm-hmm. So what was he do this year, according to Spot Track?
According to Spot Track,
he was scheduled to count $58 million before his restructure.
Okay.
Yeah, now it would have been $58 million against the cap, just him.
Mm-hmm. So again, that's again smart. And Patrick Mahomes isn't stupid. You know, like I said, he's going to restructure. You know, as money falls from his left pocket of his uniform, his right pocket of his uniform, right? His helmet. John Cena's courtesy pouch from the Oscars. I mean, seriously.
His Subway bag.
Yeah, please.
Hold on. That requires me to go.
Brain bleach! Although that was the funniest thing of the Oscars on Sunday, but we'll get to that later in plugs. No, but seriously, Mahomes had to do that. He had to do that. And you know, right? Smart.
Oh, yeah. Because, as we all know, Patrick Mahomes is a real one. He is a team player. He is thinking of the team first and himself second. He is playing for the name on his helmet, not the name on his back. Et cetera.
No, I really think some of the winners, you're correct. The Falcons are one of them. I think the Ravens.
How about running backs?
No. Hold on. I think the Ravens are a big winner here because I think the Derrick Henry trade is a big one. I actually think Pittsburgh is a winner by getting Russell Wilson. You think I'm nuts, but we'll see where we go from there. I think some of the losers, believe it or not, are the Buffalo Bills for, you know, for cap space because Josh Allen doesn't have much to work with, really. He doesn't. He has some, but not all. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, if I would rank the AFC teams right now, good grief. Again, I put the Chiefs 1, Ravens 1A, and then what do you do next? Right?
Yeah, another of the big loser, the Bears.
Right, because they couldn't trade Justin Fields.
Justin Fields.
Got DeAndre Swift. That's a help.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because consider DeAndre Swift is now on the Bears and David Montgomery is on the Lions.
Lions, yes, exactly. David Montgomery is in the best 1-2 punch. By the way, again, the teams in the NFC are going to stay the teams in the NFC right now for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But Atlanta's the big win. I don't like the Eagles. First of all, also the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh my gosh, the Cowboys said they were going to go all in.
All in? They haven't.
They haven't done anything. They have done zero. Goose egg.
They've been folding every hand. Even if they had pocket aces, they've been folding.
They could end up with a royal flush and they'd fold that stuff. I'm just thinking to myself,
Oh God, who is making these decisions?
The old man Jerry. Is out of touch.
Oh, Biden. No, I'm sorry. That's Jerry Jones. Anyway, just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. We have two men. But seriously, Jerry Jones needs to fucking go because Dallas isn't doing shit. The Giants. Okay. Let me go to the NFL conferences here. Okay. Because we could do this here.
I can tell you right now, the NFC South is basically going to be a two-man race between the Bucs and the Falcons next year.
Yeah, and I think the Falcons have the edge right now.
Yeah. The Saints, who knows what's going to happen with the Saints? The Panthers are going to be in a rebuilding mode until I hit retirement age.
You know, hold on. I'm just.
And they're going to be fighting the Giants for the number one draft pick.
Yeah. All right. Well. Hold on. The AFC. Pittsburgh winner. Yes, because of what they did. Jacksonville winner. Mac Jones. Okay. Buffalo loser. Really. Raiders. Unknown. Really.
Raiders are kind of middle of the pack right now.
It's better than they were before.
Well, hold on. I'm going by division here. Pardon me for a minute here. Mm-hmm. Because I I'm a little confused here.
Broncos?
Well, no, hold on. Broncos, yes. Kansas City Chiefs, winner for re-signing Chris Jones and getting Patrick Mahomes to restructure again. Mm-hmm. Okay. Chargers, let's see what the draft does, but I consider them winner because they've got Harbaugh as coach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that for real. Okay.
Okay.
And the Raiders, meh. The Titans, little winner because they exchanged Pollard for Henry. You know, let's see what else they can do. Colts, unknown at this point. Let's see what happens with Richardson in the draft.
Yeah, but the only thing that they had that they really did was the Pittman trade, the Pittman deal.
Right. Texans winner.
Oh, with Mixon, definitely.
I mean, look, Stroud and Mixon, hoo boy, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's going to be a
and Jacksonville again, winner, because they still, you know, Ridley's going to be a help, etc. Bengals loser. Really? T. Higgins and Mixon gone? Who are the Bengals going to run with? And is Joe Burrow going to stay healthy for another year? Right?
Mm-hmm. And okay. I mean, they've lost a couple of their backup tight ends, like Irv Smith went.
Right. Ravens, biggest winner in the AFC, in my personal opinion. Getting Derrick Henry was the big one, really.
That was key.
Cleveland Browns, losers. Okay. So you have not one, but two sexual assault people at quarterback. Just saying. And Pittsburgh, winner. I think Russell Wilson is going to do fine in the Steelers. And then in the final part of the AFC, and then we have the NFC. Then, of course, the Bills, losers. Jets, oh, God. Okay. This was the weirdest story of the night, okay? This is a freaking weirdest story. It's a news story, but it's relevant. According to the New York Times, RFK Jr. wants Aaron Rodgers to be his vice presidential candidate. That's not a joke, folks. That's not a joke.
Is it, though?
Please.
Is it?
For the love of God, get out of the ring before they cancel the show.
Yeah, listen, just...
Oh, that's a shame. Hmm. Anyway.
Miami, losers. Because that guy went to the Raiders. One of the best defensive guys there.
Wilkins?
Yeah. Or do you think, could they replace him? Really? It's and of course the Patriots actually winners because they got You know, they traded Mac Jones, and they're going to rebuild. Let's see what they do.
They got Brissett. They've got a bunch of they've got Hunter Henry, Antonio Gibson. They got Nathan Rourke re-signed, another like internal. Austin Hooper's expected to sign.
Over in the NFC, Commanders, meh, really not much.
Mariota, Eckler, Ertz.
They're not terrible. They're getting old, but they're not terrible.
Giants, flush, really.
Hold on.
So much blogging.
Do they? Okay, you're gonna have to do that for the rest of the NFC East, really. Because Dallas, they haven't done anything. And the Philadelphia Eagles, they've tried to restructure. But with Jason Kelce retiring,
and no suitable replacement for him.
I'm actually going to put the Eagles on the – I kind of want to put the Eagles on the lower end of the win column. They're just on the right side of meh to win. It's not much, I'll say that, but you get Saquon to replace DeAndre Swift. The downside there is he's gonna be fighting Jalen for red zone touchdowns. And Saquon's gonna have to learn how to push him, provided it doesn't get banned. Please ban it. And then of course the Landon Dickerson with the massive deal for the extension, because he was coming into his last year of his rookie contract. So I'm going to put it on just the right side of meh to win, but it's not very good. And the Cowboys have done absolutely dick all.
Yeah, the less said about the Cowboys, just like the Giants and the Panthers, the better.
Moving into the North, the Packers, I actually give them a win because they got a good running back. Who did they get? The
Jacobs.
And they also got McKinney, if I'm not mistaken.
Xavier McKinney. Sorry, I said William McKinney, Xavier McKinney.
Yes. They're a win. Lions, they're a win because they've got a good core. And they can only improve with them, right?
Mm-hmm. They really didn't have to do much.
No. Bears and Vikings, Vikings especially. Oh. The Vikings are going to have Ian is going to have a very hard year this year. You know?
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Then we move to the South. Saints and Panthers, enough said.
Yeah.
Really.
I'm just looking at the live trackers for the Panthers, and yeah, I am not looking forward to the season at all. I'll tell you who is looking forward to the season though. Fans of the Bucks and fans of the Falcons, especially fans of the Falcons, because yeah. They got what they were looking for.
And then we go to the West, and then not much was done on the West, has it, guys?
No. Not much for the Rams or the Cards or the 49ers or the Seahawks.
Yeah, nothing really earth shattering in West. In fact, the only news we really have out of the West is that Debo's changing his number back to number one.
But I know some guy, didn't some guy leave Seattle?
Who was it? I think so. I forget who it was though. I know Drew Locke did, obviously, but I know there was somebody else from Seattle that left.
I'm looking for Seattle. Yeah, here it is.
Anything?
So they had 14 unrestricted free agents, including Jordan Brooks, Bobby Wagner, Damian Lewis, Phil Haynes, Leonard Williams, Noah Fant, and Evan Brown. I don't recognize any of these names.
I'll tell you right now, Will Disley, Colby Parkinson, Jordan Brooks, and Damian Lewis are all gone from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Leonard Williams, didn't Leonard Williams re-up?
Yeah, that's what I think would happen, yeah.
Yeah, Leonard Williams re-upped on a new multi-year deal. Right. That was for, what was it? Here it is. 3 years, 64 and a half. And Noah Fant also re-upped 2 years, 21.
Okay.
But really, out of the West, the NFC West, there was really not much in terms of, like, monumental deals. But again, you have to say this, is none of what we've discussed takes effect until 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon when the year officially begins.
Yeah, so this is all conjecture at the moment. Okay?
Yeah.
So, a couple more items in the newsroom before we head out. Fletcher Cox, as we said, is retiring from the Eagles as well, right?
Yep, after 12 seasons, he's hanging up his cleats, calling it a career. Cox gave Jason Kelce the stage first, allowing the All-Pro Center to exit with a press conference. He's not going to do the same. He just announced it with this Instagram message. Eagles fans, April 26, 2012 was a special day that changed my life forever when Andy Reid called me to say I would be drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles. I fulfilled a lifelong dream by making it to the NFL, but what I didn't know at the time was how much of an honor and privilege it would be to represent the city of Philadelphia and the Eagles organization for the next 12 seasons. I want to thank Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, Doug Peterson, Nick Sirianni, Don Smolenski, and the entire support staff of the Philadelphia Eagles. There are too many people to name everyone, but you have all made a tremendous impact on my life and career. I've learned so much from each and every one of you, and you have no idea how much I appreciate the many ways you helped me grow, not just as a player, but as a young man, into the man I am today. Thank you to my mom, Melissa. It goes on from there. And Eagles fans everywhere, growing up in Yazoo City. After much reflection, I've made the decision to retire from the game of football. I gave everything I had to this team, to this city. I don't know what's next for me, but I do know that I'm forever grateful for my time here in Philadelphia and with the Eagles organization. Go Birds.
Okay.
In 2023, he produced 33 tackles, 5 sacks, 17 quarterback hits, 3 tackles for a loss, and was actually signed last offseason for 1 year and $10 million. He'll exit with 348 solo tackles, 164 assists, 69.5 sacks, and 14 fumble recoveries, 6 Pro Bowl appearances, and 1 Super Bowl ring. Now the question becomes, when does Canton call?
5 years from now, maybe? We'll see. We'll see. But,
he's definitely get again, but it's just a matter of when.
Mm-hmm. And, so as we expected, Good Morning Football was moving to L.A. They're saying it's a surprise, not to us, because we reported it a few weeks ago, right?
Yep. It was only a surprise if you weren't paying attention. Because, hey, guess where the NFL is piecemealing its move to? Inside SoFi.
Inside SoFi?
Or across the street.
Or across the street from it.
That's the new.
Let's because we know. Remember, they started shooting Red Zone from Los Angeles this season.
Okay, so the UFL coverage from ESPN has announced their five teams, and I have them here. I pulled up the press release you had here.
All right.
Okay. Number one, Mike Monaco and Drew Carter. Sam Acho, is that Emmanuel Acho's brother, or that the same guy?
I'm looking right now. They are brothers.
Okay. Then you have the field reporter of Stormy, Buonantoni, and Cole Kubelik. Team two is Lowell Galindo, Tom Luganbill, Kayla Burton, and Harry Douglas. Team three is Roy Pilpot, Jorge Sedano from PTI. Okay. Kirk Morrison, Ian Fitzsimmons, and Eric McLean. And you have team ESPN Deportes, Christine Alexander, and Alex Pareja, and Richard Mendez, and Natalie Astrain. That'll happen in April, right?
Yes.
But we have a fun way to end the show. VRM, if you would, please.
You want the full, or?
I think we need the full.
Let's have the full.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman, and I serve as special counsel for your tribal chief, WWE's undisputed heavyweight champion, Roman Reigns. I am also the former advocate for the Beast, Brock Lesnar. San Francisco has their own Brock. Started the year not as the backup, but as the backup's backup. Turns out this seventh round draft pick is the NFL's next big thing. That's not a prediction. That's a spoiler. I am talking about the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, Brock Purdy.
Well, actually, he's got a new name now. Mr. Jenna Brandt.
Who that gal be?
His wife. His brand new wife. They just got married.
Yep.
They are both Iowa State, and this is from People Magazine. They are both Iowa State University students. He played football, she played volleyball, and they got married in Des Moines, Iowa on Saturday. They got engaged about 8 months ago, actually. And they are, you know, I've been looking at the pictures. It's very nice.
Actually, she's a former collegiate volleyball All-American, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, congratulations. He went from Mr. Irrelevant to married. Congratulations. May you have many happy years together. Much mazel.
Yes. And may you produce many an athletic offspring or something. I don't know.
Okay, you don't want them to be Philip Rivers and his wife, though.
No. No. Philip Rivers can field his own football team.
Do they really have 10 kids?
I don't know how many. Hey, Siri. How many kids does Philip Rivers have? Okay, so he has 9 kids.
Wow. So yes, that's a baseball team right now. 2 more for the football, for the starting 11. There you go.
There you go.
But yeah, so. I think we're going to do another week of free agency. Do you think it's going to be this nuts all week?
Oh, I hope not. I mean, the year begins, tomorrow, so.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Okay, before we go, what does that mean for teams?
Okay, so number one, all of these legal tampering period things become active. All current year contracts become active. So all the signing bonuses, all the roster bonuses, player options, etc. That goes live tomorrow. All the trade window opens until the trade deadline. So basically, this is the start of the league business year.
Okay. So so what I'm asking is, after that, is the next thing the draft? The big thing is the draft?
No, the next big thing is the league meeting.
So where all the rules can change.
Yes, that's the end of the month on the 24th through the 27th.
Now, let me ask you something. All joking aside, do we see the Tush Bush banned?
No, it's not going to be banned. As much as I've been joking about it, just because it is broken and busted as all hell, It's not going to be banned unless they figure out a player safety thing with it, which we know how much they give a fuck about player safety.
Right?
Yeah.
Player safety, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to look forward to as we hone in.
And then off-season workouts, depending on if you've hired a new head coach or not, they can begin either on April 1st or April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, is restricted free agents, right of first refusals, and then the draft.
So there's that, pretty much. But we need to talk about some other stuff here on our 5-1 studios. And VRM, I want to start with you because, oh boy, the road to WrestleMania is getting fun.
Oh, Drew, keep trolling.
Yes, and by the way, and all joking aside, John Cena, Bad Bunny, and The Rock were all at the Oscars on Sunday. For real. The Rock and Bad Bunny were presenting Best International Film. And Cena, and for all joking aside, Cena's getting the most press out of everybody for being
You go on stage with nothing but an envelope, that'll happen.
Yes, exactly. But we're going to, we're also going to talk. We're going to talk AEW. We're going to talk that certain people have been named in that lawsuit we talked about a few weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
The road to WrestleMania is getting real, real interesting. Chico, we're going to, on WLTI, we're going to talk about, the sad news that our good friend Brian Henniger has been knocked out of the Tournament of Champions. He did not make it into the finals. The finals are Ben Chan, Yogesh Raut, and Troy Meyer. But boy, did
what Brian, a way to go though.
Brian went out. He went out swinging. He went out swinging, but he went up against two monsters. Really, he really did.
The second that Troy got that true daily double, it was like done. And that was such a softball daily double too.
It really was.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that.
We're going to talk about because the Amazing Race debuts
tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Okay. But we won't be talking about that per se. We'll talk about the weekend.
We're going to be talking about Jeopardy, Survivor. Drag Race did something that I'm not really happy about.
Yeah, they got.
I don't think Gordon Pepper is either.
No, because they got rid of a power just for the sake of getting rid of a power. Okay, in my personal opinion.
And then we have the premieres of Wildcard Kitchen, which we'll have a review on, and your favorite word association game, Password, is back.
Well, Password's back. That's just the one review. Do we know what the game is this week?
I think on to celebrate me descending into a sports gambling degen, VRM. Right.
What, place bets now?
No, we are going to do higher or lower.
Oh, okay. I'm going out of range for a sec, so just give me a minute. Higher or lower?
We're about to wrap this up anyway, so.
Okay, but, higher or lower, okay.
Yeah, higher or lower. So That's going to be on WLTI this week.
Sponsored by FanKings or DraftDuel.
DraftDuel. Sponsored by DraftDuel. Now legal in South North Carolina.
Right, exactly. So what's up on It Was a Thing?
Okay, so we're still doing the one a week. That one will come on Thursday as we continue Lost in Translation. We do have days like these, and we're posting a best of show next week. So that's going to be something to look forward to. As for the show that we're covering on Thursday, I will only say that William Shatner is involved.
Okay, that could be lots of different shows.
It's okay. It is a show that was adapted from a foreign show, and William Shatner is involved.
Oh, I know that show. Have you been promising that show for a while?
I have been promising that show for a while.
Oh, it's finally coming. Good. Okay. That was terrible, by the way. That was awful.
Just wait till you hear what Mike has to say about it. Anyway, that's coming up on Thursday on It Was a Thing on TV.com.
Okay. So if things continue to go, we'll be back next week. If not, we'll be here closer to the draft. Yes?
Yes. But we'll monitor things as they come around and make a game time decision based on that.
And we'll try not to get distracted by the madness.
Oh, that is right. Yeah, we're late. So when does madness start? A week, next week?
Well, we're in the middle of championship week right now. In fact, I've got the West Coast Conference Championship on.
I'm looking at it, and right now Gonzaga is Gonzarbage.
But yeah, the
big, Selection Sunday is this coming Sunday.
Yes.
The madness. Okay. The first four is a week from today.
Right.
Okay. And then the first round is next Thursday.
Correct.
Oh my. Yes. Oh, wow.
Is all of this making sense?
Yes, and by the way, the first round, is actually the first and second round. There's a couple of games in Brooklyn. Who knew? Mm-hmm. At Barclays.
Wow. Cool stuff, huh? And of course, the Rangers and the Knicks after tonight they begin. Well, the Rangers have already begun their Big East exile. The Knicks will be following suit. The Knicks are following suit right now.
Oh, because for a long road trip?
Yeah, because like I said, the Big East exile.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that works. All of that is happening next week. But in the meantime and between time, don't forget to check us out at 5and1.net and of course on all social media at 5and1.net. That is the number 5and1.net. We post all of our shows, all of our updates, all on the socials, so take a look for yourself there. In the meantime and between time, for Jason Block, for VRM, for everybody at 5and1, thank you ever so much for listening. I'm Chico Alexander, and I am a degenerate gambler. Enjoy the football. Our time is up. We thank you for your time.